charming lot.
Welcome back to the Charmed Pot, my darlings. The Charmed Pot is brought to you by Shellhawk's Creations, Halloween ceramics, and other needful things. This episode, I'm going to be talking to the menfolk about what they're going to be wearing this Halloween. Ladies, I'm sure you'll agree with me that this is one of the most difficult segments I've ever done, because I'm talking to a part of the population who will not only turn their underwear inside out and call it clean, but also one who would wear that same pair of underwear for 20 or so years if they think they can get away with it. Even so, I'm going to make the attempt. It's probably because I'm suicidally optimistic that I'm going to forge ahead with this, but whatevs. Before I give you ideas and suggestions of what to wear, I'm going to set down some mandates of what not to wear, especially if you ever want to enjoy a lady's company on the night of the big Halloween bash. Here's a hint. This short list includes pretty much everything a drunken frat boy mistakenly thinks is clever. For instance, dressing up like a giant penis is right out. No woman with any class will want to be seen with you, and if you run into Baker when he's wearing the same costume at the party, it'll just be all kinds of awkward. Wait, what's that you say? He's not wearing a costume. How astute of you. I never noticed that. Anyway. Ditto the giant condom package costume. That's not just a no, that's a hell no. There are a few costumes in serious need of retirement. At the top of the list is the out-of-the-box Jack Sparrow costume. Guys, for several reasons, this costume has got to go. One, it's too soon for you to be wearing it ironically. Two, it's just plain old tired because this costume has been out for years. Three, your wife or girlfriend is in love with Johnny Depp, and no matter how much you try, you just can't compete with him. You'll impress her far more with a well-thought-out, original costume than being Depp's carbon copy. That said, I have to confess that, personally, I'm a sucker for a costume that includes bucket boots. I think I can trace it back to all those Renaissance fairs I attended in my teens and my 20s. There's just something about a man swaggering around in rich velvet and leather with thigh-high bucket boots to top off the ensemble. Row. The giant baby costume identifies you as a total loser, so don't do it. Ditto the guy with the mullet costume. Double ditto the anatomically correct naked granny costume. With a few exceptions, it's wise to ditch any costume that makes it hard for you to eat or drink without looking like a moron or having to remove half your costume. Unless, of course, it's Jack Skellington, because, well, he's amazing and totally worth the inconvenience, particularly if you can gain extra points with your lady by being part of a couple's costume with her as Sally. As a rule, avoid body-conscious costumes unless you have the body meant to wear them. Nobody needs to endure the sight of a 600-pound woman in tight spandex, and the same goes for men, so please just don't. I make this statement with a caveat. Only do this if you can make the costume look intentionally ridiculous. For example, a fat middle-aged Spider-Man with a six-pack of PBR, that's Pabst Blue Ribbon for the uninitiated, has the potential for hysterical laughter, particularly if the Spider-Man mask is pulled up just under the nose to reveal a couple of days' worth of 5 o'clock shadow. Any superhero can be reimagined as a bitter middle-aged guy, so use your imagination. If you do have a keg instead of a six-pack and are comfortable enough in your own skin to pull it off, you could use makeup to draw in those six-pack abs and give the effect of a sexy hard body in a suitably ironic way. But if you're looking for a clever and scary costume that you can put together with a little bit of planning, I'd recommend revisiting John Carpenter's They Live. You can make the mask of the alien creature yourself or buy an officially licensed full head mask from Trick or Treat Studios. This is one of the few times I'd recommend going with a full-on head mask because the cool cult film factor outweighs the need to eat and drink. Another costume you could do either singularly or as a group is the Star Trek costume. Dress up as an old-school Captain Kirk and overact everything you do, all night, from asking for a drink to asking where to find the restroom. For the group costume, get your friends together to add other characters from the original series and stay in character. The literate and geeky man about town has all manner of creative and cool costumes to choose from. He could go alone, or again, as part of a couples or group costume, by plundering the works of Edward Gorey. The Gashly Crumb Tinies, for instance, has the potential for an epic group costume, with one costume per letter of the alphabet, as written by Edward Gorey. For instance, A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs. B is for Basil, assaulted by bears, and so on. The possibilities are nearly endless. You could go singly as the Victorian-era cadaverous umbrella-wielding man on the cover of the Gashly Crumb Tinies book. If you really want to be hardcore accurate, you could make yourself look like a black-and-white illustration with a judicious application of makeup all in blacks, whites, and shades of gray. Now, if you're into pop culture references, you could channel yourself some Pulp Fiction action. This could be a single, couple, or group costume opportunity, depending on your situation. Vince Vega and Jules Winfield make a good guy-guy buddy costume. Vince Vega and Mia Wallace are one of the all-time best on-screen couples you'll find. Put all three together and you have a pretty darn nifty group costume. Clearly, you could take nearly anyone from that movie and make a recognizable and very cool costume with not a lot of effort or financial expenditure, and you have the rare and wonderful opportunity to play a Christopher Walken character. And seriously, how could you ever go wrong with Walken? Speaking of Walken, if you go back to the 1995 movie The Prophecy, you could grab a trumpet from a secondhand store and be the Archangel Gabriel. He's pretty badass. Extra points if you have an undead minion to do your bidding. Now, I asked some Facebook friends to chime in on some costume ideas, and a few really good ones came through. It seems like if you dress as nearly any one of the Muppets, you're in. Some great Waldorf and Statler costumes are out there or can be handmade with some effort, and the characters give you the opportunity to heckle everyone. If you go as Sweetums, you're guaranteed a multitude of hugs, which I'm sure you can use to your advantage. Kermit and Miss Piggy couples costumes are a little bit trite, but they're still an instant recognition factor. Of course, you'll likely be violating the easy eating and drinking rule if you dress up as any of the Muppets, but it's totally worth it. Heidi Higley sent me a photo of a guy who dressed up like the genie from Aladdin, complete with a small platform around his waist with a small oriental carpet on top, giving him the illusion of sitting on a magic carpet. He took the time to do a great makeup job, included his magic lamp, and used a huge amount of cotton around him to make it look like he was surrounded in fog. The upside of this costume? Always having a place to set your drink down. The downside? It's really hard to maneuver in a tight party situation. My BFF Corey of Nightmare Playgrounds tells me that going to any party as a cop will most likely get you the female companionship of your choice, because cops are sexy. He also has this insight into costumes in general, and I quote, "Honestly, just the beauty of movement and getting a visceral reaction, any costume that changes your silhouette, movement, and jars people's first thought from that is a human in a costume is my favorite." He goes on to say, "People are comforted by the familiarity of the human interaction and element, but take that away and you get that immediate, what the heck is that? And they freeze, trying to make their brain process the ancient monkey just saw its clawed and fanged to death coming for it thoughts." Corey Minion of Minion's Web suggests a costume that could either be a group or single costume, and that's going as the Last Supper. He did this costume singly with cutouts of the apostles attached to an 8-foot board in front of their foam dish sets. On the flip side of that costume comes Minion Robert Beach's full demon with makeup and prosthetics, which included a set of wings. I saw a picture of this. It was absolutely off the hook. As you know, the tradition of wearing costumes on Halloween goes back to a time when we felt we needed to blend in and fool the spirits of the restless dead into thinking we were one of them. In modern times, it allows the population to be whatever they want, as well as a chance for us haunters to finally get into our comfy clothes and settle in for a relaxing night of scaring the crap out of the neighborhood kids. But regardless of what you decide to dress as for Halloween, be creative and have a great time. And be sure to give out plenty of candy with your bloody kisses.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.